Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thanks, Jim.
Larry, you had some news this week. What was it?
Well, we talked about our property up at the Rocher de Boule, out of New Hazelton, and the work is getting ready to start up there. The first one first will be IP, and hopefully our permits will come in enough that we'll get some decent amount of drilling done this year. So I think it's exciting. I know some people think maybe it takes away from our recycling, but no, as far as I can see, it only adds to the bottom line, and I've been in markets here for 50 years, so something else on the outside that could really generate some interest, aside from what we're doing, wouldn't hurt the share price or the value of the company. And we're going to be working on that property within a kilometer or two of the initial mine. And the best place to look for a deposit is where there was an initial mine. If you go back into history, you'll see that some initial mines developed into several mines or another big mine in proximity to the initial mine. So we're thinking that we've got the same kind of a scenario set up here. I don't know how many holes it'll take to find the location of the heat engine to all of this, but we did get some spectacular grades and all kinds of different metals from the initial mining, and that was mostly was 6% copper. And in a short distance away, there were some other shipments made that ran up to 6 ounces a ton of gold. And there were shipments that ran up to 2% cobalt. And so you've got a nice mixture up there, especially if it's an IOCG, which is what we're looking for. And but I'll settle for a copper-gold porphyry. And, it's going to be an exciting little period here. And I always remember that nothing turns on a dime faster than a good initial hole. May not be the first, maybe the fifth, maybe the 50th, but it's always an exciting time to sit there and get reports from the field to find out if they're hitting any kind of mineralization and what they think of it, and then wait for the assay results. And it's going to be an exciting time. But what I really wanted to talk about was the work we're doing on the recycling of lithium-ion batteries. You know, we started out doing a small tests in the lab tests, and we got excellent results off of that, which moved us into the next stage, which is the stage of actually doing bench scale tests. And from there we moved on to pilot plants, and we've had high results all the way through, close to 100% in all the metals, and including lithium, which is a separate recovery. I think we're the only company out there that is able to claim that they get lithium back. And but what I really wanted to talk about was what we're looking for here is we're looking for cathode metals to go directly into a cathode precursor, which means that we bi-step the mining, we bi-step the chemical treatments from the cathode manufacturers, and this is all a big savings, lots of shipping involved, and a lot of cost added to the production of cathode materials. We can bypass all those, and so far every test that we've done has shown that we should be able to, but we haven't done it all on a continuous basis, except, especially the tail end of this process, which is the particle sizing. That can go directly. We can take it. We can hook onto a gigafactory somewhere, take their reject material, their scraps, run it through the process, and hand them back powder that can go into a battery immediately. And it's not many people that can say that. And I don't think there may be one or two, especially Chinese-based, but I don't think they have the same results all the way through. They have to use, they can't use our methodology for the hydrometallurgy. That's patented, and it's also a patent application pending in China. And we've got the one in South Korea, and it looks like we'll have the Japanese one any day. So before the year is out, we should have all the patents we've applied for. And I get all kinds of pushback. Patents are no good. How are you going to defend them? Well, I'll tell you one thing. A patent's a hell of a lot better than some proprietary process because a proprietary process is much harder to protect. And anybody can copy your proprietary process and God help you, but to find out who's doing that. But with a patent, especially with the patent that we have, we can spot somebody that's infringing on our patent immediately, and I won't tell you how, but we can spot that immediately, and we can go after them. And that's important. We spent well over $10 or $11 million on this patent development. You add in the manganese one, you're adding in another $10 or $15 million. We spent a lot of money getting where we're at, and a lot of work and a lot of time. And a lot of this research work is labor, because you have these high-priced technicians that are working this through, so it's an expensive proposition. But if you can go from A to B in a straight line, which is what we want to do, we want to go straight from the scraps right through to the end of the process with a battery-ready cathode solution. I don't think many people realize that where we're at in this scheme. We're not in the scheme of where we're looking for water or we're looking to buy a piece of land or anything like that. That's the end of the process for us. I mean, it's not the beginning. Because location is important. It's like in any business. If you built a McDonald's out in the middle of the Arizona desert with one road going to it, you wouldn't prosper. So it's no different if you're building a recycling plant. You want it somewhere where it's located close to the source of the materials. And away you go. And just to add on to that, we were talking to our MOU partners in the Netherlands, and they were saying how difficult it is to get permits over there. Some countries are just saying no. You just can't say you're going to set up in Europe. And you're going to get a permit to operate, especially when it comes to recycling, because really nobody really understands it. But we have a closed circuit. We reuse the water. Nothing goes back into the environment or the atmosphere. I think we got just about everything covered. But it's still got to run on a big pilot. Scale, and then we'll know exactly where we're at. So I think stock closed around $1.20 today, which is bouncing between 117 and 123. So I think we're in good shape, and I think we're coming into a very super bull market. There's a couple of writers out there that I follow that also believe the same thing. It's just a matter of having patience, picking up the dips, and away you go. If you'd had patience at the 20-cent range, And then you would be, you have a pretty, you'd maximize your profits pretty well right now. So, you know, I can see this happening all over again. And, you know, I think, we're pioneers in this, one of the few pioneers that have reached this point, in this, recycling race. So, I say congratulations to the staff in here and to Cometco. And, we're on for another good weekend here, Jim.
Larry, can you maybe explain your patent and what it does?
Well, the patent is protects you from infringement. And when you get the U.S. patent, a lot of people feel that that's all you need. But in order to strengthen that patent, you apply for the patent in other jurisdictions, which is in our press releases. And we've already got South Korea, which is tough. We've already got the approval sort of from the Japanese government, which we should get in a week or two, the patent. And Japanese are the toughest place to file patents in. And you got to file them individually. I had a question that from a shareholder that wanted to know if we just filed a piece of paper trying to cover off as many areas as we could for patents. No, you have to make individual applications to those countries, and each one goes through the process and their own mythology. And but patents are a lot of companies that have, you know, dozens of patents or even hundreds trade on the value of those patents, and they can be pretty robust. I mean, you know, you can get valuations that are way up there depending on the amount of patents that that a company holds. So we're not a patent company. We're a processor of and a recycler of battery materials, and we feel that that we've covered off the necessary bases for the where we have emerging economies, you know, like we have an application into India, and that'll be like China was 20 years ago, and you can see how far China has come. So, other than that, Jim, patent is like buying insurance for your house, and there's not a lot of difference from that. So, away we go for another weekend here, Jim.
Larry, where are you traded, and where can people get more information?
We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded in the U.S. QB market under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. We're very transparent about everything that we do. And if you really want to nail down some due diligence and everything, you'll see that everything that I capsulize is reported for the last 4.5 years in our press releases. So you can do your due diligence on the site. There's also PowerPoints on there, and you can get a pretty good idea of what we're doing. We're one of the few companies that really puts everything forward. You can see the bucket loads of cathode material that we've produced over the last couple of years. It's very informative. And that's at AmericanManganeseInc.com. And if you want more information, you can phone me at 778-574-4444, or you can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 9th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.